The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. If you can now remember back as far as Ash Wednesday, way back at the very beginning of Lent, the first day of Lent, the Gospel that day spoke, giving us guidance on, you know, when we give alms, to do so in private, that our left hand shouldn't know what our right hand is doing. But God sees what is done in private and rewards it. And that when we fast, our fasting too should be done in private, that we should wash our heads, we should go about our daily work, no one knowing that we're fasting except the Lord. And that when we pray that we go to our own private space, we go to our room, we close the door, and there we offer our prayers. And the Lord knows all that is done in secret and will reward it. Over these last 7 or 8 weeks, circumstances have forced us into our own private place, that we have been forced to go to our room, to close the door, and there to offer our prayers. While we're thankful that the Lord knows all that is done in secret, perhaps the more public aspects, the social perks of coming along to Mass are missing. I don't mean by a social perk the possibility of receiving the Blessed Sacrament personally at Holy Communion time, because that is a great honor. But I speak about the normal human things of getting up, of getting ourselves ready, of traveling to Holy Family Church, of meeting friends, of having somebody saying, "Nice sweater, you look well today," or "You have a cold today," or those little conversations, the praying together, the chat maybe after Mass in the parking lot, and then the journey home. A lot of those social perks have been missing over recent weeks. And when we have prayed, we have gone to our private space. No one knows to a degree about our prayer. You could have got up at 4 a.m. this morning and started a fast in preparation for your spiritual communion at Mass today. Or perhaps you're in bed at the moment having some breakfast and tuning in. Nobody knows what happens in your private space. Today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Joseph, honored today as Saint Joseph the Worker, his feast day on March 19th as well. There is some sense that Joseph worked in the realm of that private, quiet space. Little is known about Saint Joseph. We do know that he walked proudly with Mary to Bethlehem to register at the census in which Jesus was born in Bethlehem. We know Joseph had an immediate role of saving Jesus and Mary's life from the persecutions and killings that were happening in Bethlehem. We know that Joseph, with Mary, brought Jesus to the temple. But little is known, apart from the fact that Joseph was a carpenter, little is known of his day-to-day life. Yet, in the privacy of his day-to-day life, he served the Lord. He was there, the Lord was with him in his work, was with him in his family. It wasn't a public thing, but very much a private celebration of family life. Today, when we are challenged to live more privately, when maybe little is known of our lives because we're confined indoors, we ask the Lord to be with us. We ask the intercession of Saint Joseph, who knew and understood that life that existed perhaps behind closed doors, that the Lord would bless us, keep us safe, protect us, and bless our family as the Lord blessed the family of Mary and Joseph too. Lord, on his feast day and on the feast day of Saint Joseph the Worker, we ask your protection and guidance on all who work today to keep our country and our lives with some aspects of normality in these strange times.